The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for over 30 years.
Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast sort of exploding in your eardrums, Mayor of Hiroshima style, Kingy.
What the hell was that?
He looked out the window and goes, what the hell was that? It's probably a politically incorrect gag, isn't it, these days? But the old Mayor of Hiroshima, King, I just caught an umbrella in here today. It is that windy out there.
Mm. Wow. It would blow what, Benny?
It would blow a lot of things. It would dog off a chain.
Milk out of your coffee.
Yeah, milk out of your coffee. Chook facing east laid the same egg three times. All those ones. It is flaming windy out there, Kingy. Hopefully it's not windy on Friday night. Tomorrow night, the Cats. Hopefully the Melbourne at about 10:30
yes.
or 10:45, hopefully they're collectively saying Mayor of Hiroshima.
Yes.
And the Cats have done a number on them.
I'm not confident.
Well, you've turned into me, King.
No, I haven't. No, let's settle.
No, I'm more optimistic than you. No, I'm not. I'm up and about. Yeah, it's preliminary final, so why wouldn't you be? I just think, I don't know. I was actually thinking about it on my drive home from Warrnambool yesterday.
I'm battle scarred though by some of those prelim finals.
Well, I'm bloody battle scarred. All right, don't worry about that. I was there at 1995. I had to leave at 3:45.
That's a grand final.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the prelims.
Well, any finals, but
the scarring. The recent prelims.
But it's made me
Sydney
more.
Sydney 16, Adelaide 17, yeah, Richmond 19.
It conditions you to it, Kingy. So you know, you're not absolutely. See, Melbourne fans, if they lose on Friday night, they won't be able to cope. Because Melbourne fans don't generally cope that well. I've been in the members a few times, and people who think, because they're upper echelon, sort of, well, I think they are, academics who are. They don't cope with things that don't go their way that well. Mm. They will be absolutely, I don't know what will happen. There'll be some cognac getting spilled.
Jeez, put cheese boards being chopped up.
There'll be like camembert cheese hanging off your cushions. But let's hope that's exactly what's happening. But I don't know. Look, Cats are there. I think we've been, are we getting, so as I said, I thought about this for an hour. I had an hour, plenty of time yesterday on my drive back from Warrnambool.
Yep.
And Tuesday. And okay, Melbourne are $1.50 favourite. Now the bookies' odds mean absolutely nothing, but everybody's on the Melbourne bandwagon. They're favourite for the flag. They go in with a full list to choose from. I think even Jaden Hunt might be back. They lose Joel Smith, but Hibbard comes in, so you know they're probably not losing a whole lot there. They're up at a bit. They've got no excuses. All the pressure's on them. They're $1.50. Didn't 3 weeks ago Geelong have them beaten? They actually only won after the final siren.
Yep.
Yeah.
But Geelong still had pressure on them because they were runner-up last year and they went and got Cameron, Smith and Higgins
but they're not
to win the flag. They didn't come here into 2021 playing to be beaten in a preliminary final.
I agree with that, but I think Melbourne, Geelong are conditioned. They've got a lot of battle-hardened players who are finals experienced, which some will say hasn't served them that well at times. But
there's some blokes that go missing too.
Yes. Well, yeah, there are. Well, yeah, there's a couple of big names that need to stand up. Mm. I mean, let's be honest, Patrick Dangerfield's finals so far have been a non-event.
He's probably got an out, though, with the finger, but yes, he needs. But you would hope
he runs out there.
I suppose if you cross the white line, you.
Well, I know that, but he's got a finger. He's not. He's been very, very average, to say the least.
Yep.
Which is, you know, that they've got him there to win a premiership. So he's got to stand up in big games.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Richmond. Who stood up in big games? Lynch, Martin, you know, Riewoldt. They're good players have played well. And I know Neildy said that Geelong's good players have got to play well. Dangerfield's got to, he's got to improve hundredfold on what he's produced the last couple of finals.
Because if he doesn't play well, Geelong don't win.
I don't think so.
No.
But he's got to be defensive as well. If they allow Oliver and Petrarca to do whatever they like, I think they'll struggle. Reece Stanley's got a big job. He's got to at least nullify.
He needs first half round 23 Reece Stanley.
Yeah,
not last quarter.
Oh,
in a bit.
Wow, last quarter was witness protection. He went into witness protection at 3-quarter time. But I think Geelong are right in this game. I think the key will be starting well. Geelong have traditionally, over the last, well, probably the last 10 years, have, I'd say 70% of their finals they've started slowly and never recovered.
Yep.
And when they have started well, they've generally gone on and won.
And won well.
Yes. Started well last year against Collingwood and Brisbane.
Yep.
Won well. Started well against Sydney.
Yep.
A few, you'll know what
they're the semi-final in 20...
Dangerfield actually played well in that game.
Yeah, 2017 final.
They started, got off to a fly one.
Yep.
And albeit last week they got off to an okay start.
Yep.
They led from start to finish, I think,
didn't
they?
Basically. Yeah, they were never... I don't think at any time last week did you seriously think...
No, I
didn't. I know the Giants made that little run to start the... when close kicked the goal and they kicked three in a row, and you sort of got a little bit, oh, this is not great, but I don't think they were ever... But I reckon if they had played a GWS with... And they didn't, but if there was a Green and...
A few other good players.
Well, two Greens out there.
Well, let's put it this way. I think that GWS, they were three rungs down on what Port Adelaide produced the previous week.
Yep.
And Geelong, they won. It wasn't...
It was almost like, we'll just win anyway we have to, and then we'll throw all our attention into Melbourne.
The
next
good
week.
Thing that I thought out of it, I thought they just won the Cats. They did enough to win. It wasn't an outstanding performance. But I thought that, some players who'd been really quiet the week before, like Menegola, I thought he played quite well, and he was really poor the week before. Reece Stanley responded quite well, played well. Hawkins, as you'd expect, he played well. So they got, even early, I thought Close and Myers were good. Yep. Early on. So there were some players that responded, and the defence was a lot better. There was just some patches in the game where they got opened up, like they did against Port. They can't afford to do that against Melbourne. They've got to be spot on for the whole game.
Because GWS's three-goal run's a six-goal run for Melbourne.
Yeah, it is. It is. I expect it to be tight, but I'm just not buying into the Cats being 270, 280 and Melbourne being $1.50. I think starting well makes Melbourne a bit nervous.
Yep.
And we've spoken about it, but the prelims can be harder to win than the grand final at times, particularly when you're the team that's expected to win the prelim and then go on and expected to win the flag. Yep. So it's a huge test for... If Melbourne come out and comprehensively beat Geelong, I think they win the premiership.
Yep.
Comfortably.
I think the premier comes out of this prelim.
Yeah, I don't know. If it was Port Adelaide, I think they'd defend their chances.
I think Geelong in on a venue different to Adelaide Oval, in a grand final, I think he's better than Port Adelaide.
Yeah, they might look, but it's a big night. There's a lot of big matchups. How they deal with, Chris Scott got a bit antsy during the week, didn't he?
With Doc Larkins.
Wow, he I thought he weren't allowed to question medicos.
Well,
he called him an entertainer, didn't he?
He did.
He's turned into Don Lane. Rest his soul. Remember when Yuri Geller came on Don Lane and did the
spoon? Was he the spoon bender, wasn't he?
Yeah, and Don wasn't having a bar of it. Don said, this is horseshit.
You're a bit older than me.
Yeah, Don Lane was fantastic. Yeah. He brought NFL underwear into our lounge. That's when I first got
The Lanky Yank?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you call him that?
Well, he's dead.
He's dead.
But he was
a Melbourne supporter.
Was he?
Yeah.
Big Donny.
Followed the D's. Because Bert followed Fitzroy.
Yes.
There's a great photo of Bert in a Fitzroy jumper and Don in the old Maine Nicholas Melbourne jumper from about 1982.
They were actually very funny. Don Lane and Bert.
Yes.
Very huge.
Don Lane's a very funny man.
Yeah, well, he was.
Yes. He probably still is.
So it was Bert.
Bert
but,
is.
But anyway, we digress. But
we do digress. Who are you bringing in for Brandon Parfitt, Benny, if you were throwing the coach's board and had to put a magnet on there?
I
haven't
probably
asked you
pains
to give
me,
up.
Pains me to say it.
Haven't asked you to give up your firstborn.
No, I'd probably say Sam Simpson.
Yeah, it's where I'd be leaning to.
I think he's just a bit more creative. He's the way he plays can create goals, and he might kick you one.
So do you make Higgins your mini sub?
Yeah, and Simpson plays. Mm. And I think you've got Higgins there. He's reasonably versatile if there's an injury.
You lose a tackle, a Dullhouse, for all intents and purposes, is supposed to tackle, although probably hasn't done it as much as we would like. Do you bring him in and he goes into the forward line? Duncan spends a bit more time in the midfield?
No, I don't think so. I think Dalhouse, after the way they played last week, I think you're back in Myers and you're back in Close and you're back in
Simpson.
Gary Rowan and then Simpson to provide a bit of pressure. And I really like the creativity of Simpson. He's a mile. He could be a very good player. He just needs to get another 50 games under his belt. And he hasn't had a great... How old would Sam be? 23, yeah. So he's been around a bit. I like him. I think he's the one that can change the momentum in a game. Sean, make Sean your medical sub. Is that what you're hearing they might do?
Or? Oh, I haven't. No, I'm only guessing from this side of the Nullarbor. That's what... If it was me, I'd be going with Simpson and Higgins as your medi sub. I'll tell you who gets another game in a big final is Zach Guthrie. And he actually performed okay last week.
We didn't get much of the ball, but he didn't stand out as doing anything that was putrid, which is a positive.
It's a start.
Yeah.
No. Cam Guthrie re-signed for
no relation, get another game.
No relation, we'll get another game.
Yeah, jeez.
I'm comfortable with Max Holmes in the team.
No, I like him. He does some really good things. He's at that stage now where he makes monumental blunders, unfortunately. But
the ones he makes aren't detrimental to the team.
Not far off.
That one into the open goal.
Oh, wow. They have the potential to be. And I'm not knocking it. I think he's done some really good things, and his pressure's good, and he seems to get into a good spot, and he's a good size, and he's a good mover. It's just something's not right with his skill coordination. He just cocks.
Is he a bit too quick for his own good?
I don't know what. He's young, so he's very, you know, he's still in the infancy of his career, but I just, every time he gets the ball, the old sphincter gets a little bit tight because anything could happen.
Do you want some questions, Benny?
Oh, I love questions.
All right. Howler 41, it's great to believe again. Has there been a better five disposal game than Asava's? A big pack mark and goal to go with bringing the ball to ground on several occasions and splitting packs with Big Gorn and Jackson awaiting Asava stays in?
Yeah. The other thing that Chris Scott bristled at was the fact that people asking him about how they stopped Lever and May. He wasn't happy with that either, was
no.
he? He should. He said that they should be talking about how they're going to stop our forward line.
Yep.
Which I suppose is fair enough. Yep. I think Radaglia, if Radaglia was to play well, I think that gives Melbourne some headaches. And if he was to have a really good game, which, you know, a really good game for him is if he can touch the ball, you know, 12 times and take 6 marks, that's a really good game for him at the minute. That means that, you know, how they structure up again. I hate that word structure up, but how they form up
position.
Yeah, how they form up with Radaglia, Cameron, Hawkins. May goes to Hawkins is the only one that I know is 100%.
Yep.
Who they send Lever to? Is it to someone like?
Well, it's Petty.
I'll try and send him to someone like Close or someone, well, and then Close has to come up the ground. Well, they're going to use Close.
Petty goes to Cameron.
I think Petty goes to Cameron as a lockdown player, and they'll try and get Lever on the best matchup for him that allows him to do whatever they like.
Do they think they can send Lever to Rowan? Knowing and maybe backing that Rowan
Rowan,
in tune enough to
and exactly what Alir Alir did.
Yep,
absolutely. I'd like Geelong try to fashion Close on him.
Yep,
because Close I think is a much smarter player than Rowan.
Yep,
and even though he's younger and hasn't played anywhere near as many games, I think he has the potential to get into good spots where they use him,
yep.
And then he in turn uses the ball actually quite well.
Yep.
So I'd say you're 100% right. They'll look to get Rowan. Geelong have to find a way to get Rowan off Lever because I think it'll end up a Lear Lear situation.
Or if Lever is going to take himself to where he thinks the ball's going, the ball's got to go to where Lever isn't and Rowan is.
Yeah. But a lot of that too is, we hear it all the time, a lot of that is dependent on the midfield, the pressure. So if they've got pressure on the midfield in terms of Melbourne, then it makes it more difficult for Geelong just to pick and choose where they kick the ball because sometimes it's just kick it forward because that's your only option. So, and going the other way, that's where Geelong, I think, in the last couple, although they were, I don't know, were they better against GWS? I don't think GWS were anywhere near as good as Port.
No.
But Geelong's pressure in the midfield, it's not probably their strong suit.
No.
And if they don't get pressure on the midfield and Oliver and Petrarca get it 70 times between them, we're in trouble.
Absolutely. He might have missed an easy goal, but the pressure and tackling that no relation Holmes was just what the doctor ordered. All of his 10 disposals were contested, so he worked hard for them. Addition of speed to the forward line is a big plus.
Look, he's done well, the kid. He's got some really good attributes. A big final.
He's not being dropped.
No, he's not. I know. I agree with you. I think he led the team in tackles last week. I think he had 8. He's in. Just play the percentages, and when you get the ball, just don't cock it up, son.
Another bonus was quieter games from Selwood and Dangerfield, but that's a bonus they will no doubt lift versus the D's. Just hope the Cats go for a younger player with pace like Simpson or Narkle and resist the urge to play Higgins.
Yeah, I'll probably agree with that. I think you have to think that Simpson is he ahead of Narkle?
Simpson's ahead of Narkle.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's been in the salt.
Yeah,
he's been thereabouts.
Yeah, I think Simpson comes in and because he can go into the midfield for spurts, he can play up forward.
Yep.
And he's creative.
Foxdog 50, hey boys, Kingy, I heard you mention on last week's show the words Daniel Talia. What have you heard about him? Plus, is there any recent names we've been linked to? pretty quiet for the Cats. I don't think they'll go down the Daniel Talia path.
Oh, Jenna.
Yep. I wouldn't mind us chasing Luke Dunstan from St Kilda. I can see Benny Cass rolling his eyes. If you look at our core midfield age, Guthrie, Duncan, Selwood, Dangerfield, Menegola, all 30 over 30-plus next year, which I'm concerned about. But then again, if we win the flag, I wouldn't be too worried about it. Let's hope we bring home the chocolates this weekend. Luke Dunstan will be available.
Yeah, no, please.
Do I tell you who I'd love the Cats to
he's
go
not, after? He's a very poor user of the footy. Very poor.
I'll tell you who I'd love the Cats to go after, but he's not coming to Geelong. He's who? George Hewitt from Sydney.
He's going to Carlton, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather him than Dunstan.
Yep.
Dunstan gets the ball okay, but he doesn't have any impact because his kicking is well below par.
Yep. Anth Christian, Dangerfield's finger injury has unfortunately rendered him ineffective offensively, but he works harder than tassels on a burlesque dancer's nipple as such since he's compromised.
Who's his?
Anth Christian. Any chance
I heard burlesque dancer's nipple, yep. And I sort of got a bit excited.
Any chance he could sacrifice himself and be deployed as a human blanket on either Petrarca or Oliver, much like Jimmy on Lenny after quarter time in the 2009 grand final?
Ah, well, they've got to do something, the Cats. They can't. Geelong don't tag because they'll do the old we're backing in our process and structure until you get to the end of the game and Petrarca and Oliver have had 35 possessions each and kicked 4 goals and had 18 clearances. And you go, well, our process and structure actually didn't work. I'd just like to see Guthrie go to
Oliver.
Oliver, just around the stoppages. Just don't allow him just to get out. He's really developed that side of his game, Oliver. He gets the ball. Not only does he get it at the stoppage, but then he runs away from the stoppage and releases or kicks it, 50 metres. They've got to limit his ability. I mean, he's going to get the ball. You're not going to stop him getting the ball. It's where he gets it and in what manner he gets it and the pressure that is on him when he gets it. So I'd love to see Guthrie be his man to go to him. I do not want to see Patrick Dangerfield on either Petrarca or Oliver.
Daz Broncos, does the combo of Jack Henry and Tom Shield have the potential to be one of the best Cats defensive duos of all time?
Who?
Henry and Stewart.
Oh.
Ask
and Taylor.
Ask us in 5 years.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I think they're very good players. Yeah. What's happening with old Tommy? Is he back running?
He's back running, yep. So can Stewie realistically make it back? Matty Egan had navicular issues, which are different to the Liz Frank injury, the subsequent surgery Stewie has had. Are they really considering him if we go through to a grand final? Seems like so much career downside if it goes pear-shaped. Very risky with a player's future. He's only playing if Tom Stewart is absolutely comfortable to do so.
It's a bit of a risk, I reckon. But anyway, they know better than us.
I don't think he'll play.
No, I don't think he will either.
No. I'm sure they won't be too silly, but it's food for thought. I keep thinking of Stokesy in 2008 and how effective he was. But then you think of Stevie J in 2011 with his knee. It can go either way. Credit to Reece Stanley, who has only looked at the ball and not the opposition ruckman these past few weeks. And the change in attitude has reflected his output.
Yeah, I agree.
For King and Benny from John Z. Zed. Good game on Friday night, 7-2. He made a world of difference to the front and back half of the ground, respectively. Don't think we need to make any changes this week, apart from replacing Parf, who comes in. I'm thinking Simpson, which would allow Duncan to play a bit more on the ball. Can't see how Higgins or Dale could get a call up now. Woodford, love for Narkle to be the sub. I think we're all very much on the Simpson bandwagon, but we'll find out at 20 past 6. This is being recorded at about 20-3 on Thursday afternoon.
It'd be a surprise, wouldn't it be, if Narkle jumped in over the top of Simpson?
Yep.
Huh?
Would have thought. B. Davey, 22, first time, long time. Thanks for being a staple of my week. For me, it has to be Narkle or probably Clark coming in for Parfitt. Up against the midfield with two-way runners, we will need speed. I'd be disappointed if Higgins comes back in. We looked so good with speed last week. I don't think you'll get Jordan Clark. He hasn't been on the radar.
No, he's 100-1.
You've got guys that haven't been playing.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't played any footy at all. Like, they're having match simulation, and, like, even then I think it's very limited because it's not like they can organise a match sim against, West Coast or Freo over there. So.
No, they've got to go with that group, and I'd be staggered if Jordan Clark won't be getting a game. And when he's played, he hasn't played that well.
Yeah.
He's played poorly.
I think we'll be so much better with Duncan and Tui kicking it inside. We missed that in round 23. Whilst Menegola gets plenty, by God, he needs to find a target. He gets that back again, and it'll be like getting a new player. You've got to factor in, Duncan and Tui didn't play round 23.
Yeah.
And neither did Stewart. And we led by 44 points twice. Another prelim.
You notice you use we then, King.
Oh, yes, this time of year.
Oh, you only bring it out later in spring?
Yep.
In September? Yeah, wow. Nah, well, Yeah, okay. Well, that's fair enough. You've gone with Woy. I'm happy with that.
Rondog, another prelim. Oh, the joy. The club has been so generous and philanthropic to the Cats supporters for 15 years now. I honestly think we're a great chance to make the GF. Yes, the Ds have a very nice defensive system going at the moment, but the Cats do too, and they also have a very powerful attacking system. Sav has to stay in the side, and I like Narkel in for Parfitt. I agree with John's no to Dal. Would love someone... Oh, sorry, John Z. Would love someone to frustrate and distract Oliver. Not sure who that could be. Some suggest Selwood.
Guthrie.
Yeah, Guthrie.
Guthrie's the one. You give him a task, and I think... Look, I don't want to sound like I'm knocking, but he gets a lot of the ball, Guthrie. He doesn't. He's not always hugely damaging. Yeah. He gets a lot of... He leads 10 metres away from the bloke who's got the free.
And then he kicks it at 15 metres on a 45-degree angle.
Yeah, he does a lot of that, which is fine. That's probably part of, you know, breaking up. So I don't think if he was to come out and only get the ball, let's say, 15 to 20 times, but do a job on somebody else, I think others can take up the slack. So I actually think that would be good. Whereas I'd like to see Selwood get a bit of the ball, because I think he's actually quite creative when he does get it, if you're allowing him to get it in a bit of space. He's actually got very good skill, and he makes good decisions, and he's quite creative. So I'd like to see him get more of it. Guthrie get less of it, but go and actually play on someone. Not as a hard tag, but just ensure that they're limit where they get the footy.
And the final one, hey guys, Mark Neal made a reference to the Cats opposition being willing to take on tackles. Petrarca and Oliver do this well. What would be the plan for them, and who replaces Parfitt, as we need a defensive-minded player
Sticky
to replace
tackles.
Him? Yeah, that's what they get. Yeah, but Neal makes a good point. It seems to be a thing where they're happy to take on the tackler at Geelong.
Well, they're big boys too, Oliver and Petrarca. You're tackling Bulls. You're not tackling Shannon Burns.
No. He's on with us tomorrow night, Shannon Burns.
Is he?
He's going to join us, yeah, straight off the bat.
Do you reckon we'll be able to ask you about that story about Oz Kick?
The Michael Voss one.
That's not true.
Yeah, I think it legitimately is true.
No, he wouldn't. He won't respond to that.
No,
if we
I wouldn't
ask
have
him
thought. We'll ask him some serious questions.
What will we ask him?
About
the time when he used to live with Troy Selwood?
I'm not sure.
What?
Not sure. Did he live with Troy, did he?
Yeah. Yeah, he lived with Troy. They had, I think they had what they would classify Kingy as fun and games.
Yeah. Right. Talking about fun and games, we're 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yes.
Are we going to be back here talking about the Cats being in the grand final?
Well, maybe? I'd like to. Well, I'm not as perhaps as pessimistic as some. Do you know what I've noticed, Kingy? COVID's killed a lot of things, hasn't it? Fun's one of them. But there's not as much sort of, you know, Geelong were in the finals, you'd always drive around and you'd see flags.
Because they're not in town. The last 2 years, because they've been on the road.
It's been non-existent, hasn't it? Yeah, you're trying to generate your own sort of own fun, but anyway. But yeah, I'm not as down as some. I reckon a really good start is crucial to just creating some doubt and some nervousness within Melbourne. Conversely, if Geelong don't start well, it's probably going to be a fairly long road back.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official whack and noise and dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. KerrsHire.com.au.